You've had some significant experience. You mentioned this in passing, and some big contacts in secular music. So what was behind your decision when you were just a young man still to move to crafting just faith-based music?
I'm sure you know of the Passion CDs that have, you know, Chris Tomlin and David Crowder and Christian Stanfill and all these people. Well, I got saved, you know, when I was at, like I was saying, I was 15 at that church, and we went to this church camp called Student Life Camp. And this was when I was 15 years old. I'm 33 now, so it's a while back. And there was a worship leader there, a guy named Chris Tomlin. And this was before Chris Tomlin had any CDs out. He had this little independent CD out that had these awesome worship songs, but he was the worship leader at this church camp. And so for me, I've always had this connection to his music because it was just right when I was like getting saved. And so I've always loved it. And so I always buy it and I always listen to it and I love it. And so even when I was in LA, not really going to church, you know, I'd kind of left that for a while, wasn't involved in it. I didn't, you know, wasn't praying, wasn't reading my Bible. When I saw that there was a new Passion CD that came out, I bought it. I put it on my iPod, and I was skateboarding around Philadelphia, taking some pictures and skating around with this place called Love Park, and I was listening to that CD, and I hadn't listened to Christian music in a long time. And so all of a sudden, this song comes on called Jesus Paid It All, Christian Stanfill singing it, and it literally just kind of took me back to that moment when I was 15, learning these little worship songs on my guitar, not really knowing how to play, you know, and I was like, man, I remember that feeling I had. And singing these songs. And then one of the next songs I heard on that record was a song by Matt Redman called Oh No, You Never Let Go. Mm-hmm. And ever since that's at that moment, I was like, you know what, this I want to do this, you know. And honestly, I didn't want to be a Christian artist. I didn't even want to be an artist anymore. I just wanted to move back to Dallas and get back involved in church. And as I did that, I got back involved in church and wrote a song called Starry Night, the night that I rededicated my life to Christ. And then next thing I know, everyone's like, this is a hit song. I'm like, Starry Night? I'm like, okay. I did not know.